Hi, I'm Chris Ippolito, and welcome to the Get Coached podcast, where I'm documenting my journey from employee to entrepreneur while featuring the coaches that are helping me along the way. Each episode, these coaches provide actionable advice to help me and you, the audience, find more success as entrepreneurs. I invite you to join the journey so we can go and grow together. Welcome to another episode of the Get Coach podcast. In this episode, I sat down with John Brockes, who is a spiritual business coach, which means he blends spiritual law and wisdom with real marketing techniques and intuitive insights. John and I talked about spiritual principles and how, when applied to marketing, can create great success. So please enjoy this conversation with John Brockes. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you doing, Chris? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. Great to see you and welcome to the Get Coach podcast. Glad to have you on.
Oh, I'm absolutely delighted to be on. I'm excited and I hope everything's going really well for you.
It is, yeah. And I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit because of the topic we're going to be talking about. But yeah, it's been a while. We originally connected, I think, back in like November of last year. Right. And then we had our intro call in January. So yeah, it's awesome.
The intro call was quite fun, if I remember it right.
It was. So I'd love if we could start with you sharing your story, your journey, and help the audience connect a little bit with you.
Absolutely. Well, let me just start by saying that anybody can build something out of nothing. And I'm an example of that because I'm an author. I'm a well-known author now. And I have a very unique ability that we spoke about. I have been a known medium throughout the world. And I've lectured in everything from schools, colleges, businesses. And so when my publishers brought us to America, nobody gives you a handbook on how to live in America. It's really strange. You kind of land here and you have this whole idea of the land flowing in milk and honey, but you don't really have a job and you don't really have savings and you don't know what to do and you don't have a car and you don't really have a place in society here. So what I did was I utilized basically all of the spiritual skills and tools that I had at my disposal with my wife. And I created a business out of nothing, basically a laptop and a phone. Right. And I set up a marketing company. And I was guided in the right way by a higher power to the right people that needed help. And it developed from there. And of course, you know, I then utilized those skills. I developed a content marketing agency, which has done very well. And that has grown. And then I kind of getting into the coach is that, you know, as an author, you have this persona and people have sometimes have the wrong idea of what authors are and how we actually live. But many authors write in order to teach and share knowledge and wisdom, which is what I did. I didn't write stories to earn millions of dollars. And so you don't actually know how you're going to live. So you have to be creative. And when you put your faith in a higher power, that creativity becomes easy. So I started a company. I did it with my, you know, I remember going to Walmart and I bought, as people understand, a burner phone because we didn't have any credit. We didn't have anything. We didn't have a car. We had given a lot of our stuff away, you know, in Scotland to the poor and to other people that needed things. And we just came here with a hope and a dream. And so if I can set up a company from nothing through just an old laptop and a phone, anybody can achieve anything that they put their mind and their divine power toward. And so how I got into the coaching side of things is utilizing those skills, I will take my teeth out, utilizing those skills, I found that even in the marketing business that I was doing, even in the marketing things that I was helping companies with, and I kind of specialized in companies that were suffering, that had a great need on them, that couldn't pay the bills. Or I remember, you know, one story I can actually share was I went into this little restaurant and you know, I met the guy there and he was beside himself. You know, he was ready to lose his shirt off his back, his business, his, you know, his home, his family, and he couldn't pay me for nothing. And I remember saying, well, yeah, I've got nothing better to do. I can help you and you can pay me in a sandwiches. So I did. And I utilized those spiritual skills and I helped to turn his business around. And then one thing led to another. He then got an offer from a very big, shall I say, Jewish organization that, you know, that builds hotels and works in hotels. And he then brought me in when they had a meeting with him. And I became their SEO director. And so then I went from there to being an SEO director. I was still lecturing and teaching from my knowledge. And that kind of just kept on going. I kept on helping companies that, you know, to develop strategies based on, you know, spiritual principles. You know, and at the end of the day, when we look at these spiritual principles, they have been here since the year dot. So the coaching side then came when people would approach me. And in one particular way, I had someone approach me to help a friend of theirs because they weren't doing any business. They were working with a coach. They'd been working with a coach for many, many years and weren't getting anywhere. And so I said, well, I can, you know, sit in and see what I can do. And within, I think, 40 minutes, 50 minutes of sitting there, I utilized other spiritual skills that I have and realized that the reason this person wasn't moving forward was because of the grief and the guilt that he was suffering through the loss of family members on the other side and the guilt that held within that. Once we dealt with this, and I have to say that the person was rather skeptical. Once we dealt with this and we were able to sow that seed through the information that came through, then he was able to be coached. And then I took those spiritual skills and mixed them with my marketing skills, and the rest is history. And that's how I fell into the coaching. So I now do it from a very, very unique perspective and helping people that are suffering spiritual crisis and have tried everything and don't know where to go.
Yeah. And
that's my story.
Yeah. And thanks for sharing. And that was part of the reason why we had initially a more extended conversation than I normally do, because the household in which I grew up in, my mom was a very spiritual person. So I've been around that mindset my entire life. And so I would say I'm a lot more open-minded to it than a lot of other people would be, because obviously I'm sure there's even a few people that were listening or are listening. And as soon as that first mention of spirituality, they go, oh, like they rolled their eyes. But you mentioned something. There's two things I was hoping that we could kind of dig into.
Absolutely.
So you'd mentioned one thing of spiritual principles. And so I'd love to dig into that more, as well as, and I'll ask it now in case I forget later on, but the skepticism that you're probably faced with quite regularly when you do bring up your approach. So whichever one you want to start with, let's go there.
You know, let's go into the skepticism, okay? And then I'll jump onto the spiritual principles, because then we can hit into a number of things from there. But in terms of the skepticism, what's a skeptic, okay? You know, you've got two types of skeptic. You've got a pseudo-skeptic that it doesn't matter what you say or how much evidence that you bring forward in a scientific way, they will never believe it. And the reason they will never believe it is because there is a great deep of subconscious fear within them that it would throw their whole world upside down. And then you've got other skeptics that are open skeptics, actually, and this might shock a few people, like myself. I am quite skeptical, so therefore my evidence, what I do, has to weigh up and it has to stand the test of time. So I'm an open-minded skeptic, if you like, but there are people who are skeptical. And the reason is because they don't understand it. Now, all a skeptic is someone who hasn't had the experience, right? Because if they have the experience, that will sow the seed that makes them question, that makes them seek, and makes them look for a deeper wisdom within themselves, or And I will look at things in maybe a broader sense, or maybe not so much on a material sense. Okay. So a skeptic to me is just a person who hasn't experienced either that awakening. And I have to say, look, there's a lot of new age people. There's a lot of airy fairy type spiritual people. I'm as grounded, and you know this, Chris, I'm as grounded as you are going to get, actually. You know, I don't run about in caftans, and I don't hold little crystal balls, and I only wear flip-flops when it's sunny. So I'm as normal as you're going to get. You know? And I do like a whiskey every now and again and everything else that goes with it. So a skeptic is a person who just hasn't, you know, experienced something that's out of the realms of science, really, and that's all it is. And it's the same with the paranormal. Someone who doesn't believe in the paranormal is someone who hasn't had the experience. And at the end of the day, it is just divine law in action. So it's normal. Now, if we jump, I'm not going to harp on about that too much, but let's jump on to these spiritual principles. I'm going to mention a name to you, right? And you're going to go, and so will everybody else. Dale Carnegie, okay? We read his books. There's the you know, Thoughts of Things. We have those type of books. Right. That where millions and millions of people have read. And then you've got O.G. Mandingo, the greatest salesman in the world.
Right. I have that book. I've got that book. I've got How to Win Friends and Influence People, which I've referenced many, many times on the podcast.
Now, let's break down those books. If you break down those books, every single one of the principles that's based on the success that they teach is based on spiritual law.
Yeah, I could see that, especially Og Mandino's The Greatest Salesman. Yeah. How to Win Friends and Influence People. Yeah, I suppose you could connect them.
Absolutely. Listen, one of the things in How to Win Friends and Influence People, you've got the law of karma in there. You've got the law of responsibility
in
there.
That's true. Right? Yeah, law of reciprocity.
No matter how you look at it, if I sat with you, if you and I were face to face in this company, where we are face to face, if we were in and we had that book out, I could easily find every single principle, spiritual principle, that basically creates success and creates the mindset, the positivity, the higher power, utilizing visualization, believing in, it is all spiritual principle. Everything that exists, let's take religion away from it. Everything that exists, exists through thought. Thought is an expression, whether you believe in God or you, whatever you call the big angel, whatever you call it, right?
Yeah.
Is an expression of divine law, of God's love in action, okay? Everything that exists in this world only exists because of the spiritual force that animates it. Even the minute atoms, I argue this with scientists till the cows come home. It is based on that energetic principle. You even look at the boson.
The Higgs boson.
Higgs boson. Yeah. You break down that structure, the God code.
God's particle is what they were referring to it.
It's spiritual law. It's divine law. It's spiritual principle. Every successful person, every successful business, every individual has the same power as another individual, and it is all based on spiritual law. So why not bring spiritual law into your life in terms of coaching, into your dreams and aspirations, your business? I mean, if I can start a business out of thin air and nothing, well, I'm no different to anybody else. I just use spiritual law.
That's right. It. Okay. So I think with your explanation, I think what you term spiritual, a lot of people might term as mindset or even just the power of thought and whatnot. So I'm glad that we went that route, because that might help other people who are listening that originally were like, oh, spirituality, and they started rolling their eyes and thinking, like you said, the woo-woo stuff with like crystals and astrology and all some of the other stuff that are a little like, I don't know. Because the power of thought, that's actually something that's come up quite a few times on the podcast, and mindset and having the right thinking the right way and in your brain and your like in your heart. There's another term actually I think some people might use. If you don't have proper alignment there, you're going to struggle is what most coaches will say. So it sounds like what you do, and when you refer to spirituality, and of course, correct me if I'm wrong here, John, but is you're helping people in that respect of like fixing what's on the inside so that they can create those results on the outside, the external results.
Yeah, actually, absolutely. I do help them to fix what's on the inside. I do help them to, what I like to say is I help them to understand the divine power they have within them. But also, don't forget, I also help them, and this will probably freak out some of those skeptical people, I do help them with spiritual crisis that they may be suffering. And that spiritual crisis could be through severe loss that they have. They have lost a loved one. They're lost someone in grief. They have even, and that grief can extend to many different ways. And it doesn't have to be me just communicating with loved ones on the other side. I can pinpoint a particular, sometimes, not all the time, because obviously we have to do this under a scientific principle, but oftentimes I can pinpoint the exact point in their life that things changed for them. And that can negate thousands of hours of therapy. That can get to the point quicker than anything. And if I can get to that point quicker with someone that may be under some kind of spiritual crisis, it goes to follow that we can rectify that issue by them rebuilding themselves from the inside out and not from the outside in.
Right.
Then anything is possible. Anything is achievable. Then they're in the realms of creation.
How do you, you'd mentioned that you have an ability to help people pinpoint it. And obviously that's sometimes, excuse me, what people go to therapy or counseling for. So what is it that, I guess, what is it that you're doing differently, or I guess, like, what's the approach that you take? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know how to ask the question properly.
Oh, let's just come out with it. We'll just come out with it for all of you skeptics people. I can speak, you know, I can communicate with those on the other side of life, because I don't believe in that death is the end. And I'm very well known for the level of evidence that I give. And if I jump back to the example that I gave you earlier, that gentleman whose life was upside down, I was able to bring, you know, I never met him in my life. I was able to bring his father through and give names, exact dates, places, all that kind of information that you don't find on the internet. Very personal information that shocked him into, wow, this is different. This system is different. Awakens them to other possibilities, other potentialities, if you like, and then recognizing, sparking that deep emotion to create healing within them. So essentially then I also worked with someone who was a coach and who was stuck in their life and was able to affect that same principle. And I've worked with leaders in business, leaders of organizations, leaders of companies, lawyers who are under spiritual crisis. Maybe they're depressed. Maybe they're suffering from serious anxiety. They've been to counselors. They're not getting what they get out of it. They can't move forward in their business. They can't move forward in their company. The dreams that they have seem so far away that they don't think that they can achieve it. And sometimes it's often through the grief that they are experiencing in their life. And it could be even that they lost a son, they lost a daughter. You know, it doesn't have to be a mum, a dad, or whatever. It could be anyway. It could be a friend. something in their life has been the causation of where they are now. And so I will utilize spiritual skills in my unique abilities to target that and effectively help them to learn from it and move forward.
Right.
As well as me then bringing in, you know, normal coaching skills and understanding marketing and principles and that kind of thing. So it's a very unique combination that I never really went out looking for, Chris. It happened. And it happened because someone was already suffering and I was asked if I could help. And after I did that, it was like, I can make a bigger impact in people's lives. It's not just about me putting out, you know, and my staff or, you know, putting out so many posts a month and different, you know, articles that we write for clients, and I can impact them in a bigger way. And that's how I look at it. And that's how I move forward with it.
Right. I mentioned I'm open-minded to this stuff, but I almost want to take a little bit of the skeptic's approach. So if it's okay, I kind of want to challenge it a little bit.
Go for it.
Because there's been a lot of people who become very famous around being able to do these types of things. The Long Island Medium.
Yeah.
I think I can't remember her actual name. Then there was the other one then there was the other one who was very popular on, was it Oprah? She would be there all the time. Sylvia Brown, I think is her name.
Sylvia Brown, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I believe in both cases, they were found to be, in a sense, frauds and or were playing up what it is that they could actually do. Mm-hmm. So you had mentioned that I can't remember if you said it was in the books, but you said you've been able to provide evidence as far as how you're able to do it. And you did make a key statement earlier that I thought was really interesting, that a lot of those people don't. You say, not all the time can I do this, right? Mm-hmm. So do you mind sharing maybe a few stories as far as how can you provide some evidence, or is there some stories that you could share around that?
Okay, in terms of, we'll take the marketing side of things away and just go into that particular.
Yeah, just a little bit. I do want to eventually go into.
I'm going to give you an example of something that happened that is not very normal,
sure.
even in the mediumship realm. We had a visitor that had visited us from the UK. And they were coming over and we were enjoying our time and things like that. And we went to a restaurant for a meal one night. And, you know, as ladies do, they waffle on about all sorts of things, shopping and God knows what else, that we are not normally interested in. And I then stared at a picture at the back of the restaurant that kind of caught my eye. And before long, I started to get communication. And I knew that the communication was not for any of them, but it was for someone that was connected to the visitor. And so I gave a lot of information, including names, exact times, including situations that had happened within the last 48 hours that had to be written down in a napkin, that she wrote down in a napkin, as much as she, and she had no idea of anything. She then had to, when she went back to the UK, including times and things of very accurate information that you just would, everybody would say no. She went back to the UK with that napkin. She then went to meet the person who couldn't verify it, who then had to make some calls, and everything was, I want to say, 98% accurate, including the names, the times, what happened within the last 48 hours of that time, who they'd actually met, the name of the person they'd met. All of that information was validated. You can't really measure that in any scientific way.
Right.
Who was telling me that?
So for you, is it something that you can normally call upon, or is it like it happens and all of a sudden you're kind of like, oh, hang on.
I wrote a book called The Do's, Don'ts, and Dangers of the Afterlife, Deadly Departed, and it's nothing to do with my mind. And I don't normally mix this. This is not where I normally would mix.
Right.
But when people are calling upon spirits, that's a term, that's like conjuring spirits. It's very dangerous. You don't know what you're dealing with. So for me, I can put a prayer and a thought out if I have an appointment with someone, and it will happen if it happens. It's a scientific process. Mm. It's never guaranteed. Nobody can guarantee anything. But I have a unique skill where I can feel very subtle changes. I hear, you know, I'm clairaudient, so I hear things very clearly. And so it's not something I would call upon, like, you know. And it's not, you know, because that's dangerous. You call upon something, or you don't know what you're getting, right? You know, there's, and we're going into a completely different realm, and I could talk for hours and hours. And if you want to learn a lot more, then I have a YouTube channel that's all about this kind of thing. I'm Perfect. Very grounded, very scientific in approaches. So it's not something that it would just say, I'm going to go and do. And I'm looking for this person. One, I've got to do it from a scientific point of view. But that's just an example of how strong the evidence can actually be that could stand up to scientific scrutiny.
Right.
The other thing is I don't do it for fame or fortune or anything like that. I do it because people are suffering and I help them. And bringing that ability to my coaching is incredibly unique. Because think about it, if someone is really not getting anywhere in their life, let's say I've worked a lot with veterans. Let's say the veteran comes off and he wants to do his own thing. He doesn't want to work for Joe Schmo, a 9-to-5 job, and he's got a dream that he wants to do and he just cannot get it. If I can sit with that individual and I can identify the problem and help them to recognize it and move through it, and then teach them all the skills that they need for business, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing to be able to impact that person in that way?
Yeah.
So I'm using it to impact people's lives. And also when people come to me when they're suffering through grief or they're suffering through loss and it's not marketing, it's not coaching, they're just coming to me for that reason, then it's the same principle. The science has to be backed up and the evidence has to stand. And, you know, I have to be able to, and here's the other thing I want to put clear. It's not me that's doing it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I am nothing special. I am a radio receiver. Okay. I receive information and I just give it out. Right. So there's a lot of mediums that put themselves on a pedestal. There's a lot of people that put themselves on, look at me, this is the coolest thing ever. I am this and I am great. I am merely a tool in God's toolbox and I get chosen to be used as and when it's required. And if it can impact someone's life in a good way, then of course, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
But obviously I have a passion for marketing and I have a passion for coaching people in business and in leadership roles. And so why not blend that? It's unique. No, nobody else does it in the way that I do it. I do it in my own way.
I 100% agree. I just, and thank you for answering, because I know it wasn't originally where we were wanting to go, but my curiosity kind of took me there.
This is the great thing about these type of interviews, because the tangents go off and at the end of the day, we just go with the flow. And I don't mind. I enjoy it. It's cool. The first time I've brought my other side things into like marketing things. I normally don't do it. I'm normally totally separate from it.
Right. You'd mentioned that because I think people, even the ones, especially the ones that are a little like, oh, I don't know if I believe in that. You'd mentioned that you've got a YouTube channel that you dig into this kind of stuff a little bit more. What's the name of the YouTube channel? I'll make sure to include it in the show notes too, but.
You can just go on. It's Jock Brokers Evidential Medium. And there's like 70 or 80 videos. I hold nothing back. People ask me questions. I teach lessons. I want people to learn, and I do it from my heart to help people. That's it.
Yeah. And there's I would say there's an abundance of books out there as well. Do you have one maybe top of mind that you would recommend? Your own is okay.
Do you know what? Yeah, yes, I have my own. Deadly Departed, The Do's, Don'ts, and Dangers. But I, you know, The Afterlife. Yes, I want to plug my own. But I think I want to plug, I want to plug other books as well, and not modern books, but anything from like Silver Birch, who was a very famous spirit guide that came through. And that was actually spirit guide was tested by so many queens and leaders, and the information was of such a high level. I'm very skeptical of trance and channeling, right? I'm very skeptical of that stuff. And I have a video on my channel all about it, why it's not scientific and why it doesn't stand up. But if anybody wants to really learn anything in terms of philosophy of spirit, philosophy of spiritual topics, I would say Silver Butts is a very, very good grounding. And I'm happy to give you some information on that and even some titles. I'm happy to share that with your listeners. I'll put a list together. A lot of the old books from way back in the day are far superior to anything that's modern. Because it comes from raw form and at the time when it was raw, and they were getting it direct from like the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Right.
So there's some very old ones. In fact, even on my bookcase, there is another one that I would say is teaching Silver Birch. The Leonard. So Osborne Leonard. Yeah. So the mediumship of Mrs. Osborne Leonard is brilliant. She's one of the greatest trance mediums going. And you can see how the science back then really held its own, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, I'm happy to plug my own, but there's some really great old ones out there.
Cool. Yeah, we'll make sure to include that in the show notes.
Absolutely.
As well.
I'll give you a list of them, what I recommend.
So the other direction I want to go, because I like marketing. I think marketing is such a yes. fantastic skill yes. to acquire for any entrepreneur, business owner. Yes. So I'd love to dig into that and kind of your unique approach, because you had mentioned it earlier, how you had done marketing but incorporated the spiritual yeah. principles. So let's chat about that.
Okay, so... incorporating spiritual principles in marketing. Look, when we market something, we can write an article, we can do social media, we can utilize tools to get our brand out there. But there's a lot about how we utilize that we don't consider spiritual principles in not selling, but, making the emotional connection, building the trust, which is also part of a spiritual lesson, understanding karma and how karma can play a role in your marketing. Don't mislead people. Don't make false promises that you can't. There's a lot of spiritual law in marketing. A lot of the messaging that we give, I'll give you an example. I market in a couple of industries. One in particular is in the HVAC industry, and I've got a group that I started recently, and it was on Facebook, and it was really only to bring some fun into a dark time that we're having now. And instantly you have people say, why should I join it? You're just going to sell to me. You're just going to sell to me. You're just going to do this. You're just going to, no, it's there because it's fun. We have some funny things in there. We are bringing some lightheartedness. I'm giving you as much value as possible. I'm not interested in selling them, but I know at some point, someone's going to ask me, they're going to ask me questions about maybe how to work in their business. And then I will give them as much as I possibly can. And then they will probably come to me at some point and say, hey, can you do it for me? Or can you arrange this for me? So I look at spiritual principles in everything that I do. Every message that I give, every article that I do has got some kind of spiritual principle in it. And the way that I look at things is in three different ways: love, forgiveness, and compassion. If I can bring those three elements even into my marketing, then the energy of it alone is consistent enough to help to develop relationships in a better way. I'm not all about the vanity metrics and vanity numbers. I don't really care whether I got 10 or whether I got 1,000 people looking at my stuff. But the one person that I impact, the one life that I impact, makes it all worth it. So when I'm even doing some, things for clients, I'm looking at not the client and not their end goal of their money. I'd never look at the end goal of the income. Never. I look at the service. And I want to go back to Silver Birch, because it's a great saying that I use all the time. And it's the greatest gift that you can give humanity is the gift of service. Everything else comes. If I give service and I give willingly from my heart with love, then the money will flow. Oops. It will come, right? It's natural. It is divine law.
Right.
Okay. It will come. So if I think along those lines, and the more that I give and the more that I serve, then it's going to help them. Now, recently I had a girl who had put out in one of the coaching groups that we were in, I really want to do more writing. I really want to get myself out there. And people were saying, do this and write about your passion and everything else. And I went in and I says, you know what, contact me. I'm a published author. My books have been published throughout the world. I also have a few, you know, news sites. I have this. Contact me and let's see what we can do. And the conversation went, she did contact me. We got into the conversation. And it's the same thing. What's in this for you? Why are you helping me so much? Why are you willing? I'm not, all right, I'm going to get good content if she's a great writer, but you know, why are you going above and beyond to help me? And the biggest thing that I can say, and even to do with coaching, I don't put my hand out to receive what you give me in finance. I put my hand out so I can take your hand and raise you up, mm-hmm. and bring you to my level. I put my hand out to pull you up with me, not to take from you. If I can keep that going, again, that's a spiritual principle.
Right.
If I can keep that going, if I offer my hand and help and friendship, and if I offer my service and I offer my knowledge, my wisdom to elevate, to bring that person up so that we're looking face to face and not as some people think they're looking down on the person. If I'm looking to them, I bring them on my level, they get just as much success and grace out of life that I do. And that's the greatest service I think we can give. And yes, at some point, the remuneration will come.
Yeah, I really like that one. And the main reason I like that principle is because it's so common across really like all religions basically have that as an underlying principle. Anybody who's been successful tends to want to give back. Right. And which is a very common theme again with a lot of business coaches that I have on the show. Once they've achieved a certain level because of that journey they've gone through, and then looking back and going, man, I wish I had somebody that would have done this for me or with me, not necessarily for me, but with me.
Yeah.
So then that's why there's such a great desire for people who have achieved certain success in life to want to be mentors or coaches to other people. And it's really unfortunate when people look at that, and having skepticism is fine, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. It's actually quite healthy because there's unfortunately some people out there that might be just looking to take advantage.
And they have, especially at this time. Yeah.
Yes. However, it's a little disappointing that some people just instantly go to the negative and go, oh, you're trying to sell me, or you want something from me. And
you know, Chris, I've had it lately, and this is a brilliant example that I can bring up for you as well. Is I own Holistic Therapies Directory. I built Holistic Therapies. I think I spoke to you about this before. I built it on, it was a bad domain many, many years ago, way back in the early 2006, 2007. I bought it for like $5 or something. I've turned that into one of the strongest holistic sites online. And recently, with all the things that's been going on and the negativity in the world, it's not easy to get into our system. It's a full content marketing system now. It's not only a directory. I hate using the word directory, but it was the old domain. And it, you know, you can actually build a business from it. You can. It's like a little mini website. You could put content. We promote people. We do interviews, we do podcasts, we promote people all the time. And it's only a few $100 a year. But recently, since everything happened, I opened it up and I said, you know, anybody who's in the holistic industry who's actually suffering at the moment because of what's happening, what's going on, come and join us free. I've had many people that have, you know, thank you, you know, this is amazing. And I give them plenty of training. I've actually even built them a course recently, which I'm about to release with loads of knowledge in it to help them. But you still have them people that says, well, you're letting us in free for now. What's going to happen afterwards? Or why are you doing this? You're just trying to get us. And I'm like, look, after COVID, after anything that goes on, if you want to stay, you can stay. We can work something out. We're not going to make it But if you want to leave, you can have this for a year. If you want to leave, leave. It doesn't make any difference to me.
Right.
The people that are involved in the community, it's a network community, a community of holistic professionals. And at the moment, they're being hit really hard. If I can open my doors and welcome them to help them, I'm going to do it. I don't care if they stay. They can go in their own merry way, but I'm going to do whatever I can to help them now in the time, in their time of need. And in the future, if they want to stay, then hopefully they will. That's the thing. But there is no underlying sneaky issue about it. There's nothing there. It's just open. And some people, unfortunately, do have that skepticism.
Yeah,
they think that you're just trying to sell them something, and we're not, you know. And actually, when people are in our group and they're in our community, they realize that, you know, give them a lot of support, give them a lot of help.
Yeah, it's I don't blame people for thinking that way, because there is a lot of people out there in the marketing space who take these very very like sleazy approach to how they generate opportunities and for their business, whether it's actual sales and revenue or leads or whatever it is, like some bait and switch, or they really play to the pain points and really like agitate the pain points a lot. I'm pretty sure I had this conversation already, but we'll do it again.
Absolutely,
and I don't mind that. I know that is an approach of marketing to agitate pain points a little bit, but when that's all they focus on, I don't really like that. I like the idea of the carrot and the stick, right? So the pain point being the stick. So yeah, you agitate it a little bit and remind people of there's this certain pain that you're currently experiencing that you probably don't like, and let's make sure we're on the same page there. But then there's also a desired outcome, so the carrot, that it's like, but there's also this dream or aspiration that you have, and whether it's my product or services or whatever it is, I want to help you avoid that pain and pursue that goal and that dream. I really don't like the marketing approach of just focusing on the pain, and like, because to me, I feel like that's a very negative, you're creating a lot of negative emotions in people. And I don't like that. I don't like feeling negative. Nobody else should. I think it's
brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. The way you're given that analogy. One of the things which is very similar, I teach people what's called problem marketing, but I don't agitate the problem. What I say is people have a problem and you give them the solution. You don't sell them the solution. You give them the solution and then you offer them to develop their aspirations and their dreams.
Interesting. I like that.
Don't sell them a solution. You know, give them the solution. They have a problem. So anybody that I teach marketing to or I teach in my courses, that person has a pain point. They have a problem. You will then give them the solution from your heart with love. But then you will let them know that there's doors and you can choose any door. And I have the keys to the door and I'm going to give you the keys, but it's up to you to walk through it. Right. I'm going to then give you the tools then that you need. We can work together to get the tools that you need to be a creative force in the universe, to be a creative force in your business and to succeed on that level, because you've already had the solution to your pain. That problem's gone. Now let's look forward. Now let's look towards your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. And another thing that I say, and I have another YouTube channel, which is about marketing, spiritual marketing. And one of the videos that I talked about was not to actually try and achieve goals. And this is really going to freak a lot of people out listening to this. There is no need to achieve a goal, because when you achieve a goal, you're aiming for a particular point and a distance that you reach. But to create transformation and to transform yourself, the goal is already achieved. In the transformation, you already have achieved what it is that you set out to do, because it is a natural divine law. You see, even in law of reciprocation, you know, you reciprocate. The way that we sow a seed, that we get things back, we sow seeds. I mean, it's in scripture, it's in God's so many spiritual classics that we talk about this.
Right.
But if we try to try and get to a goal, it means we're trying to get to an end point. What happens beyond the end point? You just have another end point?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is, right? You achieve a goal, you then set another goal, so on, so on. I like the idea. So why
not transform?
Yeah, just transfer.
And have it, growth. And it's all there naturally anyway, no matter what you do. Because in the transformation, you're raising your vibration. You are raising, you know, you have more wisdom. You are learning more about life, spiritual law, living, your understanding, you're compassionate. There is no material blockage that you cannot overcome in the transformation. The goal is already achieved. Right. The goal is an illusion. It doesn't exist because in the transformation, it is already there. It's done.
Yeah. There's some similar, a similar mindset, I suppose, in a sense, in the Stoic philosophy, which is I enjoy quite a bit. I read The Daily Stoic by Ryan Halliday on a regular basis. I've also read Meditations by Marcus Aurelius and Letters to Seneca and all that kind of stuff. So they kind of say the same thing in the Stoic philosophy. It's really don't pursue like those things. Like there's no need for goals. The pursuit is really to make yourself a better person, right? Yeah. Transformation, personal growth. And that's where true joy and true like victory comes from, is just by constantly
true freedom.
Yeah. True freedom. That's right. That's actually the exact word they say.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic advice. I think this is actually a really good point to kind of wrap things up. So we've talked of a lot about very broad subjects here.
Absolutely. Different.
So I'd love to ask the question I ask all guests coming out of this conversation, because we did talk a lot about a lot, what would be the one thing that you would suggest the audience take action on now to level up wherever they need it most?
Okay. So the one thing I'm going to teach you and the one thing I'm going to share with you is three words that I have taught for many, many, many years. And my students all over the world love them. They've even made t-shirts with them. Perceive, believe, conceive. Perceive what it is you want in your heart. Believe that God or Spirit has given it to you and conceive it into reality. That's the secret of life.
I like that. It's simple. It's catchy. People should be able to remember that. So where can people find you, John, if they want to reach out and connect, learn more?
I drive so many websites and everything else. I'm just going to give you two places to go. My Instagram, which is my spiritual side, is at Spiritual Medium. You can link with me. And especially at this time, I actually engage with a lot of people and I help people and, you know, talk them through things or whatever. And my other one is at Jock Brokus, which is my other Instagram, which you can get me on. And those will lead you to any of my websites, really. And you can also find me on YouTube, as I gave that earlier on.
Right.
And I have my YouTube channel, which is the podcast I have as well, Awareness in Action, which you can find on iTunes and my Awareness in Action YouTube channel. And I'm happy to share knowledge and wisdom with anyone who needs it.
One thing we probably should have mentioned this earlier is you go by Jock and John.
All right. All right. Because I don't normally mix the two. Jock is what I write under. Jock is my mediumship, my spiritual side of things. And John is how I market.
I only wanted to mention that just in case people were like, wait, Chris keeps calling him John, but he keeps saying Jock.
and John is actually, you know, Jock is Scottish for John. And John is, and when I was in the army many years ago, mainly I was the only Scotsman in there. So everybody called me Jock in the regiment. That's because I was the only Jock that was there. So Jock and John are the same, but it just helps me to segregate the two aspects.
Yeah, just wanted to clear that up real quick. Well, it's been it's been a pleasure, John. Or Jock, however. Thanks for being a guest, and I definitely think we're gonna stay in contact and have some continued conversations.
Absolutely, Chris. It's been an absolute pleasure being on Get Coached, and I can't wait to share it with the world. God bless.
Awesome. Thanks. Thanks for listening to the Get Coach podcast. If you're looking for more information, you can head over to our website, which is getcoachedpodcast.com. You'll find the show notes for this and every other episode there. And if getting actionable advice every week from professional coaches is something you want more of, then make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes.